In this audio section, Declaring Your Divine Healing and Divine Health, I want to share with you scriptures that have helped my family and I to receive the divine healing and divine health that is ours in Christ Jesus. We certainly, as a family, have a testimony of the divine healing and the divine health of God that has been ours through Christ Jesus. This year, in April 2012, we are celebrating the divine healing and the divine health that we have experienced as a family for over 36 years, and we haven't had to take any medication, we haven't seen a doctor, nor have we gone to a hospital or a clinic. We are a testimony of the power of divine healing and divine health, and we just praise God that He has been our great physician and the Word of God has been our medicine. To begin with, I want to start with a spiritual law that can operate in your body, bringing life to your body, as well as bring the blessing of God to your body, resulting in you experiencing divine health and wholeness in every part of your body. This law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of your new nature, is the law that operates in your life now and frees you from the law of sin and death that produces sickness, disease, all infirmity, and death. It's a powerful scripture to remember and meditate and declare over your life. We find it in Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new nature, has freed us from the law of sin and death. So now, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus operates in your life instead of the law of sin and death that came through the first man, Adam. This law frees you, again, I want to say, from sickness, disease, all infirmity, and even dying before your time. In the Old Testament, God promised to take sickness and disease away from the children of Israel. And He had not only did it for them, but He has taken sickness and disease away from us through Christ Jesus. And that means sickness and disease will not cut short our lives. Here's the scripture in the Old Testament where God promised to take sickness and disease away from the children of Israel. Exodus 23, verses 25 through 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Psalms 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried to you, and you have healed me. 1 Peter 2:25. For His wounds have healed ours. 1 Peter 2:24-25. It is by His wounds that you have been healed. Isaiah prophesied Jesus taking away our sickness and disease and being healed in Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5. Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him, and with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Psalms 103, verse 5. Who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring. Every day remember that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the person who raised Christ Jesus' dead body so that Jesus rose victorious over death. And Holy Spirit now dwells in your body to give life to every part of your body so that it is alive with the life and the Spirit of God. Death has no power over your body, has no power over the life of God that permeates every part of your body. Romans 8:11. And if the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then He who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Remember the healing power of the Word of God that produces divine healing and divine health to your body as you speak forth your faith using the Word of God as your medicine. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. I use this scripture a lot. This scripture has ministered to me many, many times and brought forth healing and relieved me of pain. Psalms 107:20. He sends forth His Word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all of their flesh. In the margin, in the King James, it says the word is medicine to all of our flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh.